From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. They cut a solemn figure, transmitter wires going to their ears, crisp suits, and of course, weapons at the ready. We're talking about the U.S. Secret Service. They protect the president and other top officials. A few members of the elite squad have been African American, but are some being cheated out of promotions? 7 years ago, a group of African American agents across the country claimed the Secret Service discriminated against black employees. These current and former agents went to court, and their suit is moving slowly. The judge has repeatedly ordered the agency to give up evidence. She's even issued sanctions against the Secret Service twice. Ray Moore is the lead plaintiff in this case, and Melissa Hinkey is one of the attorneys representing the plaintiffs. Both Roy and Melissa join me now. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, Ray, let's hear a little bit about you. You've been an agent since 1984. And according to the legal brief, you first filed this lawsuit. You had a high job performance, the highest performance ranking of any black special agent. So there are 10 former and current agents named as plaintiffs. What led you to join the suit?
Well, what led me to join the suit was the lack of promotability for me. And I saw a pattern in practice that affected other African Americans also.
So you're technically the lead plaintiff on this case. What does that mean?
The lead plaintiff is the person who initiates the filing of the case, and I'm also the unofficial spokesperson for the group.
When you think about your experience, what moment tipped it over for you when you said, you know what, I've got to pursue some form of redress?
When I was on the president's detail, I had performed in every capacity that was assigned to me, and I had excelled. And I was placed in an acting supervisor position with the promise of that promotion becoming official. On the day that the promotion list came out, I arrived at work assuming that I would be promoted that day, and I found out that another person had received a promotion, a white male, whom I believe was less qualified, and at that same day, I was told I was being transferred to Dallas, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Melissa, let me turn to you. The first African-American Secret Service agent in the White House was Abraham Bolden. This goes back to 1964. There were four black agents back then. Do you know how many African-American agents are employed today? Because we couldn't get that number from the Secret Service.
I actually can't give you the number of what the percentage is today, that information. The Secret Service has taken the position that that information is somehow confidential and therefore shouldn't be released to anyone other than in the lawsuit. But what I can say is that there are hundreds of African-American agents who have been denied promotions over the course of numerous years, and these are individuals that were qualified for the position and did not receive the position solely because of the color of their skin.
When you think about this case, have you come across people who say, you know what, I feel I'm in this position, but I don't want to join for fear of retribution?
If this is Ray, if I can answer that question.
Yes, please.
Yes. There are a lot of people who have had problems, and they do not want to join the suit because they're in fear of retaliation.
And what about you? I mean, when you go into work, you're still active. Do people talk to you? Do they shun you? Can you do your job the same way you used to? Do you feel a trust for your colleagues, and do they trust you?
As far as work goes, yes, I still do my job. There's a lot of trust for me in doing my job. Have I been retaliated against? Yes. When I was in the Dallas field office, I had an IG, Inspector General's investigation started against me based on an anonymous letter being written to our inspection office saying I was misusing the service's phone, fax, and phone to further the suit. And so an Inspector General investigator came out and talked to me about that. And even after that, from having a 98.57 score on my MPP, the next year, I went down to 93. How can a person become dumber? You can't dumb down in this job. You only learn more every day.
You know, I want to mention that News and Notes did reach out to the Secret Service to come on the show. They did not choose to send a representative, but they did give us a statement, and here's a section of what they told us. The Secret Service has not and will not tolerate discrimination of any kind. We are extremely proud of the contributions of our diverse workforce, and we will continue to promote the most qualified people. Many employees, regardless of race, feel that they should have been promoted before they were. It should not come as a surprise that we have a highly motivated, talented, and competitive workforce. Ray, how do you respond to that statement?
Some of it is factual, but the thing about the Secret Service I want to get out first is the Secret Service is a great organization. I love the organization, and it's ironic that I'm now the special agent in charge of the recruitment program for the agency, and I go out and recruit aggressively because the Secret Service does need the best and brightest to do the job. But at the same time, you know, I will let people know that the service has some legacy problems. And that is the institutional racism with the promotional evaluation system. There are problems with that system, and that needs to be fixed. And it's easier to stay on the job inside the agency and get it fixed than be someone outside knocking on the door.
Melissa, on News and Notes, we've covered some of the issues with prosecution of civil rights claims. Tell us how you have been negotiating your way through the courts. I mean, this has been a very long process.
It has been a very long process. This case was filed, as you said, more than 7 years ago, and it has moved very slowly. In the last few years, we have made great progress in terms of getting the information that we're entitled to from the Secret Service to prosecute the claims. However, that has taken numerous attempts and efforts to get that information where they have then stonewalled and not provided the information. And we've had to then go to the court to get the relief that we need. And this is evidence that is crucial that we obtain in order to prosecute these claims and go forward with this case. And yet it's repeatedly been that the Secret Service has had to be ordered by the court to produce information that the plaintiffs are entitled to in this case.
There's one very specific aspect of this, which is emails. The Secret Service says that they did not save personal emails of the employees, claims that it's released over 300,000 documents for the case. Why specifically are these emails important?
These emails are important because they are the emails that are sent to and from Secret Service agents. These are the agents who are involved in the promotions process that's at issue here, and they're discussing and corresponding about the decisions that they're making. You know, we have substantial evidence that this system, this process that is used for promotions is fundamentally flawed, and it does not promote agents based on their qualifications or their accomplishments whatsoever. And so obtaining additional support in addition to what we already have through these emails and communications is important. And so notwithstanding the Secret Service's position that they have provided some documents, it is clear and undisputed that they have not provided us with the email communications between agents.
Ray, on another point, the Secret Service told us that from 1991 to 2005, they took, quote, less time on average for African-American special agents to be promoted to grades 14 and 15 than it does for non-African-American special agents. Now, grades 14 and 15 are top supervisory positions. They're a designation of the government hierarchy. How do you respond to the Secret Service on that point?
I've always believed that statistics can be skewed by anybody who's putting them into the machine. So in that instance, I think that occurred. I think African-Americans take a significantly longer time to go from a GS-13 to a GS-14 and from a GS-14 to a GS-15. You have African-Americans who spent or had four and five assignments at a GS-14 where our counterparts, the Anglo agents, will maybe spend one assignment in the GS-14 and then move to another office within our headquarters and subsequently get promoted to the 15. I'm sure that if proven out through various avenues of statistics, that would be incorrect, the service's statement.
And what, if I just might
please.
Add to that, Ray is right. Statistics can be convoluted and changed or used in whatever way, but that statistic that's quoted doesn't include agents that weren't promoted or that left the service and were forced to leave the service before they obtained promotions because of this ongoing pattern and practice of discrimination. And, you know, at the end of the day, to think that it's somehow okay that we needed a lawsuit to be filed before they made any changes and started to promote more. And so it's nothing more than a classic example of moving the glass ceiling just slightly and then trying to rely on that movement to somehow say that you're in a better position or, you know, that you haven't really been doing anything wrong.
Now, when you think about your job, Ray, what do you love the most about it? What makes you really want to continue in this work?
Again, I love the agency. I love the mission. It's a very important mission. And I love being a part of that. But if I may regress a bit, the suit is not only about promotion. It's about evaluation, training, disparities in discipline, disparities in gaining awards. There are actually approximately 17 components that we filed against the service. So it's not solely about promotion. But going back to your initial question, the agency is a great agency. I love working there. The people there are a bunch of A-type personalities, a can-do group of people. And I think that, again, by working inside, remaining on the job, there are other people who left, but by remaining on the job and continuing this fight, that we will be successful. But it's going to be a fight because this is a legacy problem that has been around for a long time. And, you know, people with power never give it up voluntarily.
Ray and Melissa, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray Moore is a special agent at the U.S. Secret Service, and Melissa Hinkey is an attorney at Hogan & Hartson in Washington, D.C. They both joined us from our NPR headquarters in Washington.